Joining me up at the big table, that was a Justin, why can't I think of his name? What was his name? Used to work at the radio. He would have the Justin Kaufman. He would say the big table when we had the studio the Tribune Tower. It was a big giant table. And he would say, I'm having the big table. Michael Bodart, who is the president and CEO of Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. Michael, thanks for having us out this morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, oh my
thanks
gosh.
For coming here today.
So nice.
With your team.
So nice. This is a really nice facility. I know that many of your customers don't get to come out here, but you've got great offices. You've got great staff, really nice people. You got an open house for your staff and your vendors today. So thank you so much for coming out here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm coming out here. You come here all the time.
It's a treat.
Thanks for coming out.
I'm here most
days. Thanks for coming out for the place where you run. So that's nice that you're here.
Yeah.
Because they say they never see you here. You're always on vacation. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so I think that anybody that listens to WGN Radio has heard me specifically and other parts of this station talk about Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. But you guys are very proud of the fact that you have been around a very long time and you were started by a firefighter. Can you tell that story?
Yeah, so Rob's dad, Rob runs and owns the chimney company now. It started by his dad, Gary Lindeman, who was a firefighter up in Winnetka as a young man. And he was a hustler and he was an entrepreneur. And on his off days, and firemen, as you know, work 24 hours and they're off 48. And a lot of them will find things to do on those 2 days that they have off. And Gary learned how to clean chimneys and did gutter cleaning and just got busy and started Lindeman Chimney Company over 50 years ago, servicing the North Shore of Chicago, and it stayed in the family. He hired Rob when he came out of college. He had his nephew, Mike Rudance, who was a long, long-term employee here, incredible chimney sweep. That grew into what it is today. I came in the year that Gary retired in 2007, and we have, you know, grown this company into the largest of its kind in the country, largest Crazy. Chimney service company.
Yeah,
added lots of other divisions and other things in that industry along the way. So we added heating and cooling 3 years ago. We added a metal shop. We have a really large national supply division where we service chimney companies like ourselves, coast to coast in North America as well.
It is, you and I were talking. I've used your services, rebuilding several chimneys over the years, and these older homes. This is the kind of thing that you don't necessarily see it. You might look on the outside and think that everything looks fine, right? And but the inside of it from a safety perspective or a chimney fire is certainly possible. In particular, if you're burning wood, I mean, I just read the spot about how often you should have the chimney clean, but you've got all this technology to make it pretty easy. The thing that I've always been amazed about when your sweeps show up is that they are so dedicated to keeping the place clean, you know, because you would think it's dirty, right? You think about Dick Van Dyke as the chimney sweep in Mary Poppins and all those guys covered in dust. And while the guys may get dirty doing their work, but they do a very good job of protecting the home during that process.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the common questions homeowners have when they book an appointment. They want to know, you know, is it dirty? Is it going to be
right.
keep my house clean?
Right. And
so we know that. So our guys probably triple the amount of floor coverage that they need. They probably cover and protect a much larger area than they think. We're using vacuums, and our guys are super tidy. We wear booties. Any of the construction projects we do, we go over the top and do dust prevention and things like that. But we know that that's probably the chief concern for many homeowners because we're in their house.
Right.
We're in some of the most beautiful houses in Chicagoland, and we leave them like we found them.
Yeah, it is, in my opinion, money well spent on that stuff. I know it's not a quartz countertop or new kitchen cabinets or a new floor, but from a safety perspective and being able to use it all the time is key. Now, one of the big trends, and I know something that's been big for you folks here at Lindeman is the inserts and transforming some of these old fireplaces into either ventless or vented log kits. You've done it for me as well on a couple of houses. And quite frankly, the ease of using a gas insert is amazing. Yeah, sure, the crackle of a wood fire is great, but there's a lot of debris and work that goes into that. And literally, you can put in these inserts and flip a switch and have an unbelievably beautiful-looking fireplace that you would swear is real.
Yeah, not only that, Lou, but a lot of the country is really embracing the gas appliances that have been out on the market in the last number of years.
Mm.
They're super efficient. They are clean burning. They are a very green option for people that are concerned about that. They're beautiful. They are operated most of the time with a remote control.
Yeah.
There's areas of the country that have lots of restrictions put upon them for burning solid fuel, for burning wood.
Mm.
So there's lots of clamp down in states, not so much Chicagoland or Illinois, but the western states are getting away from permitting new construction that has an open wood-burning fireplace in them. California will have dozens and dozens of days that they declare as no-burn days because of smog levels.
Right.
So the alternative, and we're lucky in Chicagoland, everybody has gas for the most part.
Right.
People's gas came in the 50s and outfitted just about every house we service. But gas is an awesome alternative. It's clean. You don't have to have your fireplace cleaned after you get that set up. It's maintenance-free. It actually throws heat into your house compared to a conventional fireplace, which is not really a great heat source. I mean, it's nice to have a warm fire, but it's not necessarily lowering your gas bill.
Right.
If anything, it probably adds to it because you're venting lots of air out your chimney. With a direct vent fireplace, all of that combustion air is exchanged outside, and it's just giving off a huge amount of radiant heat, and they operate super efficient, very inexpensively.
Can you talk to me a little bit about the electric fireplaces? Because is that something you're doing as well, these electrics?
We've done a few of those. They're primarily cosmetic in nature.
Right.
They are getting a little better looking with recent advances in technology.
Right,
the flames
look
a little better. They're using an outlet, and they are throwing off a little bit of heat. It's probably like a plug-in space heater.
Right.
As far as the amount of heat that it's throwing out. But cosmetically, they're looking a lot better. They use all sorts of little tricks and throw a little steam.
LED lights here and there, right.
So that they have made some advances every year. They look a little better.
Right.
It's not really a heat source.
Right.
But people put those in bathrooms and they add a lot of ambience, or they'll put those in a place that literally has no room to vent conventional appliance.
Right. You and I have known each other a long time, and I remember a few years ago, I think it was like in the height of the pandemic, right? You decide you're going to launch a heating and cooling division. Good timing, but it actually worked out quite well. Where did that idea come from? And talk a little bit about some of the services that you provide with that heating and cooling division now.
Yeah, we launched that the first week of March in 2020. It was 2 weeks after we moved into our new building here, which doubled the size of our previous building. So we just finished an expensive build out with our brand new, twice as big building. And in the same month, we launched a heating and air conditioning company and bought vehicles and hired a gentleman to run that. And 2 weeks later, the entire world shut down.
Right.
And
no one knew what was going to happen.
We thought we were doomed. But heating and air conditioning is something that is an awesome sidecar for a chimney and fireplace company. We're a venting company primarily, right?
Right. I mean,
because fireplaces are really just an appliance that needs venting. Chimneys are nothing more than a vent, right? every house we're in, we're looking at everything that's using the chimney to vent. And every single house we're in has a boiler or a furnace or a hot water tank that's also using chimneys. So we're in that space looking at all of those heating appliances every single day.
Right.
We're venting them properly. We're fixing the issues that are, you know, wrong with those chimneys and those vents. So we're halfway in that business, you know,
already
in a lot of cases anyway. So we're like, well, we were getting out of gutter cleaning. We had done that for a long time, and that's a terrifying piece of business to be in.
Right.
It was also tough to do gutter cleaning in the busiest season in the fall. So we're like, well, what's a no-brainer countercyclicals complimentary service? And we're like, well, obviously heating and air conditioning is one of those, but we made the decision probably the year prior and went out and, you know, researched it and found a good gentleman to run it for us, and so happened to run right into COVID. But I wish we would have started it 10 years ago, because it's awesome, because we have the best customers, and we cross promote that. We're in houses all the time.
Right.
It's super convenient for customers to take care of both of those.
I just got a minute. So we've got the chimney service that obviously this is a great time of year for people to contact you to get that cleaned and checked and inspected to make sure that it's working properly. Obviously doing fall cleaning checks on furnaces. You mentioned to me you're now getting into boilers as well. So, and you're also putting in these mini split systems that I talk about a lot, which I love. You've got this full service capacity for people when it comes to, you know, comfort inside their home. You're kind of the you're creating comfort for people. How do they get a hold of you to schedule any one of these services?
Easiest way is to just go to our website. You can do that on your phone right now. Just go to lindeman.com. Click on the schedule now. You can schedule a time and a day for a technician to come out. Alternatively, you can always call us at 847-918-7994. If you mention WGN, you get those services half off.
Wow.
Through the week. So chimney cleaning is normally $400, or I'm sorry, $299, $300. We're offering that for WGN listeners for $149.
Well, I would have started with the $400 and said $149. That sounded better.
Yeah.
I can speak from personal experience. I've had your technicians work on chimneys for me. I've had your technicians work on furnaces and boilers for me, and they are really good people. They do a really nice job. And I can vouch for the quality of the service, and I appreciate that personally that you've offered to me. And I know that if you contact Lindeman, you'll get that same kind of service.
Yeah, we truly have the best customers in the world.
Thank you, Michael, for having us here. We really do appreciate it, and good luck.
Thanks, Lou. Thanks, Lindsay.